from Radhika. Here also, this parag patavas are the same thing, churna, patavas, like rose or kamal, lotus, parag, dust, like kumkum, kashmir, and other things, which Srimati Radhika or all gopis get these things. So it was like a alankar of Tulasi. And now she is so much proud. That parag of Radhika mixing with Krishna came in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and it came for my
head. To decorate my head.
My head. And she was so. But at the same time, when he began to see it, where it is or not, he came in Bahia and began to belong like that. So now he is seeing, telling, that Sapne Api King Sumukhi, O Sumukhi, O Swadhin Bhatrika Devi, you are so cheerful. So I think that you will be merciful to me. I know that I am so wretched, I am so dainty, fallen. So I cannot have in direct sakshat. There are three stages. Sakshat, sambho, milan, meeting sakshat, in swapna, and in sphurti. Sphurti means no Krishna, no nothing, but yet there is sphurti when it is in very, very separation, vipralam, that Krishna has come, I am talking with him, he is joking with me, he is doing vilas with me. But at once, when it goes away, that is sphurti, then she becomes to lament. This is called sphurti. In this sambhog is sankirna. Sankirna means very little. And in swapna, something more. Not like sphurti, more than sphurti. And in direct meeting, samvardhaman, sambhav. Mane, better kind of sambhav comes. Here he is telling, that I am not qualified that in sphurti it will come. Because sphurti comes in higher stages of sadhak bhakti. But I am not like so. So, can you be so much pleased to give a dream, and in dream, sapna, will you keep your that lotus feet, that having that parag of Srimati Raj of yours in Krishna, and from Krishna it came to your feet, and that feet should be kept on my head, so that my head will be uttamanga. If your this thing, this parag is not I am getting, my this head is but bogus, no use. As Gopis tells that anyone's eyes are sarthak, successful. If anyone can see Krishna Mukharvinda locking something,
smiling,
playing on flute, eyes towards any seeking, crooked, and this is also crooked. Everything is crooked, and seeing, especially back behind of Baladev is so far away, and he is going with so many cows and friends, and seeing he is watching towards Krishna, seeing towards Radhika and Gopis. Gopis are looking crooked towards Krishna. More than this, if Radha and Krishna are together, seeing each other, if anyone sees Krishna and Radha both at a time, these eyes are successful. In like manner, anyone's head is bogus. If Radhika's this parak does not come here, so what to do? Hell off. And she is weeping and rolling. Oh Devi, you are Tumukhi. Your husband is in, husband not, your Priyatam is in your control. Now you can give anything. So I am praying for this, that you should give me so that my head will be mama sarthanama, kada mama sarthanama. It has meaning that my head will be sartha. Sartha means successful. If we take explanation that having this, my head will be uttamanga. Uttamanga?
The highest part of the body.
Body. And then my name, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, will be Sarthak. How? Because my name is Rati Manjari. Rati means Vilas. So many kinds of Vilas Rati. Not here, first class of Bhav. Anurag and all after that. Bhav Mahabhav, that is Rati. So my this name, Radhika is Rati towards Krishna, is called Rati here. So that my name mane Rati Manjari means Manjari mane Shobha of Rati, of Radhika Rati. So my name will be Sarthak. Otherwise name is this should be added first. And then, this is all right.
Maharaj, you said that the dream is higher than the sporty. And yet, on the other hand, you're saying that I'm not qualified for sporty, but I need the dream.
When I was telling, I thought that you will make have this question, but here he is telling as an ordinary thing. It is for the Siddha, three categories, first Sruti, then Sapna, and then but in Sadhaka stage we cannot have a Sruti at first. We see that so many persons are dreaming that Krishna or Vrindavan or Gurudev or it can come easily. The Sruti can come when we are deeply
separation
deeply Tadatma. But Tadatma is not so easy thing. So here I am, I've told like in this mood for a sadhakji. Dream may come here and then.
Can Tadatma come before Bhav or does it come at Bhav?
Huh?
Tadatma. Does it come before Bhav?
In Tadatma, Sputi comes.
Bhavavastha.
A sadhak having all these things, bhav, then he can, Sputi can come. And in sapna also, have told that it has been told that in Ujjalinmani that in Swapna four kinds of meetings can be come. In Sphurti, in Swapna, and in direct meeting. All kinds of Sankirna Sambhog. Sankhipta Samrdha Sambhog. And Pratichal jo badhta jata hai. Samrdhaman Sambhog. Four kinds of may come. In also Sphurti, in also dream, in also it depends on sadhak or siddha, sixth mood. That's today. Can you see? I heard that it has come so beautifully.
You did not finish. You did not finish?
Finish.
No, no, there's more to read.
Oh, more to read. I said, then you have to cut something. But
So the red lac was mixed with the kumkum from the heart of Krishna, which had come from Srimati Radhika. So this reddish thing, kumkum, mixed with the red lac, was on the head of Krishna. And this color,
head of Krishna.
Yeah.
Cut it. I have explained like this in other slopes. It may be there, but it has come from here, of Krishna. Krishna has taken it here, also
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
But here, no need.
Okay.
Because I am here explaining that Parag came in feet of Radhika, and from there two Rathi Manjari's head.
Yeah. But you mentioned it, that the kumkum came from the heart of Krishna, which came from Srimati Radhika.
At first it was in Radhika, as I told.
So if we change it, instead of head it should be heart.
Make a correction and then.
And this color, when Radhika kissed Tulsi Manjari, came as a stamp on her forehead. Tulsi Manjari looked in the mirror, but at once he came in sense, and he was loudly weeping. It is very rare for Krishna and what to speak of others like Brahma, Shuka, Narada, and all to have this thing. And at that time I got this reddish stamp from Srimati Radhika on my forehead. Now he is lamenting and remembering, oh Sumukhi, oh Sundari, beautiful lady, which has attracted Krishna to serve her.
There, that explanation should be given and this will be cut out. Otherwise it will be two times repetition. Anything should not become in repetition.
Oh Sumukhi, what can I tell you? How beautiful you are. I'm praying that what to speak of directly. In dream I want that too. And if I will have occasion to have that reddish thing from your feet on my head, then my head will be Uttamanga, the top part of my body. So her head is only going to be Uttamanga if Srimati Radhika will give some color from her feet there. Only then it will be Uttamanga and meaningful.
I have told also a second meaning. Not remembering?
Yes.
Okay.
Now when he has come down from his internal consciousness, he has stopped seeing this pastime and he is now lamenting, rolling on the bank of Radhakrishna, saying, O Sumukhi, Swapne Api, what to speak of directly, even in dream I want that you keep your lotus feet on my head and put this red thing on my head. Charanam Bhujasa, your lotus feet. Rajasa Parada Natavasa. The dust particles, pollen of lotus in Parada. So her lotus feet is lotus, and Parada means the red lap. Vibhushanena. It will be my decoration. Sobham. And it will be so much beautiful. Parama Chituram. Extremely. Aho Radhike. Vibhrad Bhavishyati Kada Mama Sarsamama. Having this ornament that is Paraga, I will think that my head is now Sarsamama. Meaningful. And it will be Uttamanga. Otherwise, it is not Uttamanga.
Very good. But now compiling both,
yes,
and he's make
to
a very.
All these
things. Sanjit has the initial, and then Maharaj suggests that Aruna, who's coming here, who has edited him and understood. If you have another idea, you can do
it. Requires a good editor.
It has been finished?
It's some more. Only questions and answers.
Oh, then. Very good.
Maharaj, you always speak about bhajan and we repeat, but what is the exact definition of bhajan?
I don't know. Always to like these things. Remembering no worldly things, always remembering all these things, sleeping, heart melting. Seeing anything, I am seeing Tulasi and at once I will remember Vrindavan. A flower here, at once I should remember the flowers of Vrindavan. Krishna and Srimati Radhika is taking them, making them garlands and giving them each other. If I will see water, I will at once remind the water of Jamuna. And then Krishna and all gopis are what doing? Playing there. Always. What is the time now? What Krishna is doing? What Krishna pastimes is going on? Where is Krishna? What he is doing? Always this. No management, nothing. No hearing. No worldly this, no sense of body. Where I am, what I am, nothing. Rahu bhajan like Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath pade rahu mur aas prarthana kare sada. Kadamama Kalyan Badhyam Apanishati.
O beautiful one.
Beautiful?
Beautiful one.
One.
Is Kalyani. O beautiful one. When will the sound of your ankle bells sprinkling drops from an ocean of nectar cure my deafness?
That is. No explanation, nothing. Should I speak in Hindi? But English, how can I speak?
Every other time you speak in English.
Hmm?
Like you are writing many books in English.
You are doing all this. I am speaking Hindi and you are doing. I am speaking and he is coloring. She is coloring. The mood is so So what? Grave?
Deep.
Deep. In last sloka. He prayed Srimati Radhika that I'm so wretched, I'm so deenhi, I cannot serve you bodily. In sakshat, sakshat means
direct.
So I pray you that in Sruti or in Swapna, dream, I may serve you. What service? What service?
Doing the footlap.
That my best anga, parts of the body, is head. If your charan, lot of feet, dust, like parag, from your lot of feet, my head should have that, will be decorated by that parag. So in my sleep, in my dream, if it comes, even in dream, then I will think that my head is successful, I have my head. And it came from a sthuti, and sthuti I have told. Now he was rolling, when it gone, this mood went on, then he is praying this thing, that the dust of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika should come on my head. And for this he was weeping and rolling on the bank of Radhakund. When it went on some time, after that he heard something. He heard the sounds of Hans, you know, swan swimming in the Radhakund. And they were singing in their voice, and it seems that the sound of ankle bells. Kalkal rara they are doing. And he at once became astonished, asked Charjajana, that what he is hearing? And his mood was changed at all. And he again went in sthuti and said that Ras was going and lakhs and lakhs of gopis are dancing with Krishna. Radha and Krishna are dancing in the middle. So fast. Krishna was playing on flute. So sweet melody of flute. Srimati Radhika with other gopis dancing, They have anklet in there. It angreji tak thoda nahi samajhti ja so Srimati Radhika was dancing in so sweet mood that at the time of dancing Ankle was also singing. Sometimes it seemed that Srimati Radhika was twisted in two pieces. Here, like this. And the sound of Uncle Ben and the melody of that sweet floor were in same melody. It made Srimati Radhika dance so sweet and to sing and also to Krishna so sweet and that sound of Bansi. She was dancing and anklet were twinkling and upon the sweet voice of anklet sound Krishna was playing on the floor. The breath were so high. Rup Goswami has told somewhat anywhere about this. Srimad Bhagavat also this mood of Bansi has been Purna Pulinda Urga Kastriya Kalpadayata Benu Gita Venu Gita Sammohita Archarita Nachalin Kaihatra Lokyam Aspandanam Gatimatang Lokasna Saubhagamadam Kasyam Kalpatayat Venu Gita Sammohita Archarita Nachalin Kai Lokyam Iska baad jara bahar kar सम्मोहितार जरा कहो जैसे जरा धीरे धीरे बजाएं और धीरे धीरे गाएं ते कल्पाय दायत बेनु गीता सम्मोहितार चरिता न चले त्रैलोक्यम त्रैलोक सौभगम इदंच निरुक्षरूपम जदगो द्विज द्रुम मृगा उलकान्न विभ्रन 10, 29, 40 श्लोक कास्त्रियं ते कल्पदाय हियर गोपीज आर टेलिंग टू कृष्णा व्हेन कृष्णा के टोल्ड दैट स्वागत टू यू वेलकम टू यू यू हैव कम comfortably here. What should I do for you? Now you have seen me, now you should return. And the duties of a chaste wife to serve her husband in any way, whether he is rich or poor, he is lame or anything, he should be served by his wife. Otherwise, to leave her husband and to go to another person, by this, his it is very sinful act for that lady in this world and also in other world. So you should return. And he gave so many instances and so many tark yukti,
logic.
Then gopis are replying to Krishna that by giving this instruction to us, you are our guru, and guru should be served first than anyone. And if guru is not taking service, the seva, then it is fault of guru. He should take. Because you are God, you have told, and you are giving instruction to us, and you have told that je jathang mam prabaddante tam tathayo bhajamna. So you should also, we are serving you, you should also serve us. Otherwise, you will have to be in fault. Also, you have told, sarvadharmana pratyajya maham ekam saranam praja. So we have, by giving up all these dharms, we have come to you. So you should
reciprocate.
Otherwise,
you're going against your own words.
So, हम लोगों को ग्रहण करें. Accept us. And accept our services. But if you are denying this, then we are bound to tell you that it is your fault that we have come here. You have called us by your sweet melody and by your sweet words and sweet face. Why you have told your so much beautiful face, more sweet and more saundaryasali, beautiful than Narayan and all others, Ram, even. And you are playing on flute and coming so beautiful sound with avaroha and aroha, descending and with so karuna swar. So we came like deer hearing any sweet voice. So you have called us, and when we came, we saw your distress, beautiful face. Now you are going telling that you should return. How we can return? You have taken our heart by your beautiful face and beautiful sweet melody of your Venu, we cannot go. What to tell? We are gopis. Your same gotra.
Family.
We are right on this. But we see that in whole world, anyone cannot stand on their dharma. He will see your face, beautiful face, and hear this melody, beautiful, sweet melody of your flute. If women, all kinds of animals having four legs. In this, go means cow, hiran means deer, or even calf, bulls, so many animals. But in this, prominent is cow. Are cows, calf, and all these things. Go. Bija. Bija means birds who have two feathers, having two feathers. And Duma, trees, creepers, bamboo, and all other things. Mriga.
Animals.
Again. In this, deer. Ulkanya Vibram, they live their shobhav, nature. And their nature becomes opposite. Go, it runs and go, walk. But it becomes
Stung.
They cannot move. They do like this.
Their ears become tough.
Like a stone, they become stand. They have grasses in their mouth. No, what I was telling. Bija, they fly, but they become like a stone. No movement, eyes shut up. The ears, hearing sound. Truma, power, no moving, but they became like moving. Their branches came down, and they became pulakita. Pulakita means flowers
blooming.
And asru, tears coming from trees. Madhudhara, honey. As if they are moving and they are weeping and they are have pulak and all these things. Mriga, they see a person and they, by fear they fly away, they run away. But here they came to Krishna with their wife, Mriga. Their wives were forward and husband Krishna-sar. Following that, their wives both are singing towards Krishna and hearing the so melody tune of Veena, Venu. And by their eyes they are offering their hearts in the lotus feet of Krishna. So Pulakanna Vibran means romancha, astu, all these things. So they are
reverse
themselves. They are most vestigial. So we are first female. In female, we are Kishori age, and in Kishori we are gopis, very near and dear to Krishna, very soft and sweet hearts. So by hearing and by hearing the melody and seeing your face, we have turned our dharma moods. So it is not a strange. If all these can change their moods, how can we not? So we cannot go. So first let our hearts give us return, and my mood should be changed. It is your fault that you have come with so beautiful face and sound. So here, it has been told here about Bansi. What she does? Srimad Bhagavata or in Jayadev or in other Goswami books, it has been written that by hearing the sound of Bansi of Krishna, Yamuna stops his going, running. Pathar, stones, and pahar,
mountains,
stones, but it becomes like water, melting. So everything changes their moods by this. When Krishna cannot please gopis, their mind is not going. At last, his every effort of self, then only by taking his shoes and sing so beautifully in that, their mind melts, and then they go to Krishna. And hear the melody and see the face. No man, nothing. And that is why there was no work of Bansi, so he did not take it to Dwarka. Only by Triyatan, Dharma goes away. So in Dwarka, he did not take. So this flute does a strange and beautiful what services to Krishna. So here, Bhasta Brahma Marala Kujit Bharais Urjeshwaris Nupura Kwani Rujit Vaibha. This is Utkalka Ballari 29. Also, in so many books, the effect of the Bansi and effect of this face has been
described.
So here, she is telling that like this, the tune of the ankle belt of Sri Radhika is more than that Bansi. When Krishna sees this and hears it, from very far away he comes, like gopis come to Krishna and all the animals and all. Also by this, Krishna comes to Srimati Radhika. So he saw that Krishna cloak and the ankle belt of Srimati Radhika. Where? But
playing on the same tune,
yeah,
in harmony.
When Srimati Radhika was dancing on the throat of Krishna, one ankle came out and it went so far away. And the Rasika, the rope, in which it is
tied together, broken,
and anklets were gone here and here. Then Srimati Radhika dancing became a stop, and her dancing, when it stopped, Krishna floating was a stop. And when his flute was a stop, then Srimati Radhika stopped. First Radhika stopped dancing, his flute was a stop, and all dance of all gopis were also stopped. At once everything was stopped. She thought towards see Srimati Radhika, thought towards this Manjari. Who? Rati Manjari. Rati Asurasi. And she ran to gather this anklet. Then she went there.